ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
A huge fire ant discovery has been made on defence land in the Murray-Darling Basin. A staggering 78 nests have been found at an airbase west of Toowoomba, suggesting the outbreak has been growing there for months, if not potentially years. Experts are warning the discovery could upend Australia's national eradication program. Jack Goff is the Advocacy Director for the Invasive Species Council. Jack, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
Just explain what the discovery is and what it means.
This is really serious discovery at Oakey, at this Army Air Force base, just as you said, west of Toowoomba, of 78 fire ant nests. And we know fire ants are one of the world's super pests. They, government's own reports have said that their combined impact will be worse than the impact of cane toads, of rabbits, of foxes, of feral cats combined. So this is really serious. It will fire ants will change Australia's way of life in terms of the way that they can spread in really dense numbers into our suburbs, into across Australia, and cause really serious stings to people. We've had evidence at the Senate inquiry of hundreds of thousands of extra hospital presentations and medical presentations expected every year. Anaphylaxis rates three times higher than that of bees. So this is very serious. And we have had an ongoing eradication program in southeast Queensland. There's been some new money put into that by the federal and state governments at the end of last year. But the expert evidence that the Senate received time and again has been that that money is not enough to actually have the boots on the ground, the eyes in the field that are needed to achieve eradication. And this outbreak makes that even more clear. We've had some outbreaks in New South Wales that received a lot of attention. They had five nests and one nest. This is 78 nests on a defence facility. Clearly, they have been there for a number of years to get to that that density in such a small area. And what that tells us is there has been a massive failure of surveillance by defence for that to have occurred. And so we have actually just written to the Defence Minister, Richard Marles, to say this is something he needs to take seriously, because the former Inspector General of Biosecurity in her report said 2 years ago, or sorry, in 2021, defence was a huge risk because she didn't think they were doing the work. And now we've seen that that is what has happened.
So you say you've written to the Defence Minister. What do you want him to do?
So as I said, Helen Scott-Orr undertook a review for the government. She's the former Inspector General of Biosecurity, and she said that defence land is of particular concern, and that's partly because there are issues with a state-based eradication program going on to federal land, and those jurisdictional issues haven't been worked out, and that means that these large parcels of land in southeast Queensland could be harbouring fire ants. We now have evidence that that has occurred. So we need defence to take a serious look at all of those defence lands across southeast Queensland, places like the Greenbank Military Reserve, the RAF base at Amberley, and have a serious look at four fire ants, because this has shown that there's been a massive failure of surveillance on defence land, and this is something that we can't accept. We are spending hundreds of millions of dollars every year to try and eradicate fire ants, and clearly defence have not been doing their part if they've had fire ants on their land for a number of years.
Okay, so obviously the eradication program is under question now. How dangerous is this? I mean, this is obviously a pretty significant moment. What do you predict will happen?
Look, we have full confidence in the eradication program in Queensland in terms of their professionalism and the way that they will be responding to this. They will be going in there. They have already eliminated those 78 nests, and they'll be doing eradication work within a radius probably of 5 kilometres, but maybe further if it's been there a long time and they think that they may have spread to a wider location. So we've confidence that they will be doing a really good job doing that. The issue is that this is a massive task across southeast Queensland to eradicate fire ants. And every time we have these new outbreaks outside of the biosecurity zone that's been established, so the ones that were in Mwollumbah and Wardell in New South Wales, the movement that we've seen up at Caboolture towards the Sunshine Coast, fire ant nests on Minjeriba, North Stradbroke Island, now this one out at Oakey, west of Toowoomba. every time we have these, it's taking resources away from that central eradication program. And our concern, and the concern of a number of experts, the former Chief Environmental Biosecurity Officer, National Farmers Federation and others, has been there is not enough money for the scale of program required to achieve eradication. And if we do not urgently have new money put into this program, then we are going to fail when it comes to eradication, and all of Australia will be paying that price. And that price is in the billions every year in terms of economic damage. It's in the hundreds of thousands every year in terms of people turning up to medical facilities. People in the USA die every year from fire ants. So this is not something we should be taking lightly. And the Albanese government needs to take leadership here in making sure that we increase the level of resources to that program quickly so that it meets the needs on the ground.
That's really interesting. Jack, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you very much.
Jack Goff is the Advocacy Director for the Invasive Species Council.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.